pretending to be falling down. One thing and another, my thoughts keep me spinning out.
Well, it's 6 and 8, 68.
Are you sure?
The Promoter Mouse podcast. Yes, I know what you're going to say. I started off with a 66, which I put in later last couple of weeks ago.
You had to change it to 67 when it was a 66.
Yeah, and then you Then I signed off with episode 67. I feel like a right bloody amateur. Pablo.
Well, I let you off.
Good evening, Pablo.
Good evening, Kerry. I've come straight here from playing the whack-a-mole game that is my life.
Oh, you've jumped the gun there. So, what have you been doing, Pablo?
I've been coming here. It's been mad, isn't it?
Yeah, we're both a bit up against it this week. Yeah, you even arrived a little bit late. That's not like you.
Do you know what I did? I uploaded the Patreon before I came around, so you couldn't tell me I'd not done it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right then. What did I say?
You started going on about cry wanks again.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. So I called it Cry Wank Part 2.
Oh, part two. I was going to say that was the one before.
So that gives you a bit of a flavour of what Kai talks about in the Patreon listeners.
I don't talk about that, do I? What did I say?
Only twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't a busy week for me then, the old cry wanks.
Just, well, I don't know.
I mean, this week we're moving on to strangle wanks, which is a different thing.
What you're missing, listeners, if you're not a Patreon, eh?
Yeah, we're going to talk about our favourite strangle wanks.
Ooh, are we a bit heavy too soon?
We've come in hot, haven't we?
Yeah.
I've got the edit at hand. Yeah. In tribute to David Carradine.
David Carradine? He didn't do that, did he?
What? He ended up in his wardrobe, didn't he? On the end of a belt.
David Carradine?
Yeah.
The
actor?
Yeah, with the long hair.
Yeah, long hair, bald head type. Fair.
He died of a strangle wank.
I believe he did.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I didn't realise it was...
Can I confirm that for you before we move on?
Please do. I'm sure the listeners... Well, look, we're going to have to leave this in now.
David Carradine...
I would just bleep strangle...
Yeah, he definitely... Yeah, hang on. Ready? Just move down.
Just bleep strangle wank.
Death.
Then the listeners can hear it.
He arrived in Bangkok, Thailand...
Oh, yeah.
He was last seen alive on June the 3rd. Couldn't be contacted. He was found naked, had hanged himself in the room closet with a curtain cord. Oh. Strangle wank. Autoerotic asphyxiation is the official word on the street. Don't try this at home, folks.
No.
Wasn't it there's a Gary Delaney joke about that, isn't there? At his funeral.
No, I don't know.
He's
got about 80 million.
Well, that's right, but the friend died of autoerotic asphyxiation, and at this funeral, he said that he will be remembered for his charity work and all the good things he did. No, he won't be. He won't be remembered for that.
No. If you die of a strangle wank, you only get remembered for one thing. Unless, of course, you're David Carradine, because I didn't have a clue.
Okay.
Mm. He was a moody cowboy, wasn't he?
He was. Wasn't he in a Quentin Tarantino movie?
He might have been.
I think he was.
Was he in that grasshopper thing?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Ah, grasshopper.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, you've started off with the voice of...
I'm just doing grasshopper.
No, you weren't.
I was.
No, you weren't. You were doing something... Well, okay, in your mind you were doing grasshopper.
In
the ears of everyone listening, you were doing racehopper.
Tell us about your Exmouth meat feast, without being racist.
Okay, well...
Was it a kebab?
Well, I went down to Exmouth over the weekend, Sunday to Wednesday, to see me old dad.
Yeah.
And he's all right, by the way, thanks for asking. And I had a corner kebab on the first night.
Yeah.
After a game of bingo.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, corner kebab, mixed kebab, very good. That's the one I reviewed once upon a time, remember?
Yeah.
And then... On the second day, I went out and bought some nice ribeye steaks.
Oh, aye.
The deluxe kind that you get from somewhere like Co-op.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
On day three, only another corner kebab.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
That's a three-day meat feast right there.
Yeah. Did you bung yourself up?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I did. I've had a bit of trouble. It's been like, oh, come on, I've eaten more than that, kind of thing.
That's, yeah. You need a bit of roughage, mate.
Yeah. There was a bit of lettuce.
Did you stick a bit of chilli sauce on it? That normally gets things moving.
Oh, it was very nice anyway. Yeah. A meat feast down there. Exmouth is all right. Trains are a bit shit. It's got to be said.
You like Tanya Lee Davis.
We'll leave.
She likes moaning about trains.
She does. But her reasons for moaning are very different to mine.
Yeah.
Mine are about the inconvenience of bomb scares and stuff.
Let's see how churlish you look beside somebody who's actually disabled.
Yeah, with my complaints. You've put Lowestoft Sunday Beers and Blues.
It was a bank holiday weekend, wasn't it? And I went to Lowestoft, met up with my son and my daughter, and then we ended up going to the Blues Bar. Now, the Blues Bar, I've driven past at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning and I've seen a bloke outside on a shop mobility scooter.
Yeah.
With a oxygen cylinder, smoking a fag and holding a pint at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. I've seen that there. Whoa. So this gives you a bit of an insight to the type of establishment.
Wow.
It was heaving, Guy.
I mean, they've got to thank the NHS for keeping their customers alive, haven't they?
I didn't tell you how old that person was. They looked best part of 40, you know what I mean?
Probably about 20 then.
Probably, yeah. But the place was heaving, people singing. As you walked in, you had to duck past the karaoke singer and everybody was dancing to the karaoke and it was probably going off. Then Mrs. Pablo phoned me on her way home from work. And so we had to step outside from where all the noise was. I said, oh, crikey, it's bloody rough in there. And as I was talking to her, I was like, I felt something at my feet. And I picked it up. It was a pair of glasses. And the guy said, oh, you found that woman's glasses. Yeah. Well, I think so. They're not mine anyway. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Give them here, mate. I'll make sure she gets them. Yeah. No, there was a bit of trouble before, so she got slapped and it kicked off. And I looked again on the floor, and there was like splashes of blood and shit. Oh. And I was carrying on the conversation with Mrs. Pablo. Then I looked back in the pub and thought, Jesus, going back in there.
This is Lowestoft.
Oh. I mean, it always has been a bit of had a reputation, that pub. But yeah, what a good time. It was all, everybody was sort of singing and dancing and having a right old crack because there's no work on Monday, right?
That's right. And I went to a pub with my dad to play bingo.
Yeah.
£3.60 a pint.
Did you get a line?
Pint of Madry. Yeah, I did. I got the first line in.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, £6.
That's all right, isn't it?
Anyway, somebody came in. So I sat down with him. He was in there a bit earlier because he goes in to get a table, first of all. And he sat there reading his paper. You know, he's staked his claim. And the bloke who organises it walked in. And he sort of looked at me and said, oh, he's here again. And my dad turned around and said, oh, yes, this is my escort.
Oh,
he basically advertised me as his rent boy, and I said, "You can't say that, Dad." And then a woman of colour walked past and was chatting to him, friends of his, and she said, "Oh, how's Carol?" Which is his partner, my dad's partner, and she's on a cruise. And he said, "Oh yeah, yeah. When she comes back, she's going to have a suntan like you." No, you can't say that either.
You can say all kinds of shit when you get old.
It just comes out of their faces, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that was my week anyway. And that was, well, bit of booze in.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Nice to have a little bit of booze. I'm off it now. I'm off it till I run the Hamburg Marathon on the 28th of April.
Is this the really hard discipline time when you've got to say no?
Not touching a drop. Mind you, I did do them a month and a bit earlier on in the year just to get myself...
When's the marathon?
28th of April.
Ready for it? Match fit?
Just about, I think. Got a bit of a cold coming on, but yeah.
How is your fundraising going on for that?
All right.
Give it a plug.
Yeah. If you go to the Promoter Mouse Facebook page, there's a link on there, people. But I've not really pushed it. I don't like to be that guy to sort of push it in people's faces, but I'll push it a bit more closer to the time. Can I tell you about my rookie error? Okay.
What happened?
Right, so took the dog for a walk, yep. Right?
Rookie error?
No, that's fine. Take a dog for a walk. This is at the weekend when I was still having a pint. And then I nipped into the Swan, right? and the dog was pulling at me, right? And I've got a payment thing on my watch, and I couldn't get my hand in my pocket for the payment thing on my phone, which is easier to see.
Yeah.
Right? So dog's pulling on me. I'm holding on to the dog. I've ordered a pint of bitter, and I pressed the car to pop up on my watch, and then I went to put it on the gizmo that takes the payment, and it went bloop, and I thought, have I put it on the right one? And guess what I did, Kai?
What have you done?
I paid off on a joint account. So straight away,
oh!
Immediately, about £5.60, which is a pint of bitter and pork scratchings, goes straight to Mrs. Pablo's phone.
Mate.
Bing! White horse. Oh, not white horse, swan. Bing! And I thought, oh, fuck me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man.
Supposed to be below the radar.
Shit.
I mean, that is a rookie error, isn't it? What are you going to do? There's no getting out of that.
There's no getting out of that.
So, like, within seconds, I got a WhatsApp. So, you're in the pub.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Anyway, I paid for the other four of mine.
I'm sorry.
You didn't hear that, Mrs. Pablo.
Oh, Dolly had a couple. Yeah. Bollocks.
Hellfire and damnation. In this section, we outline a scenario where we think someone or something should be thrown into the pits of hell.
So, okay. You've put in this brief little essay.
Well, I'm not going to talk much about it. It's there.
You probably not. After you put gullible fools that are too fucking stupid to realise that people make shit up on April the 1st and so mindlessly praise their friends for being cast in Hollywood blockbusters or complain about the pedestrianisation plans for a small market town. Designed by a man with a name that has an anagram of April Fool's Day. Stop looking at the internet, you dumb comps, and go back to licking windows.
Yes, April Fool's Day.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, wasn't there?
There was a lot of it. And yeah. that one about pedestrianisation was Loddon.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, somebody had all these designs and they'd drawn it out and it was like people sat on tables with cups of coffee and trees and a pedestrianised high street all the way up to the White Horse. Designed with some convoluted story about who designed
it. People fall for it?
Some people were like, ooh. And nobody really cottoning on. And
Loved the Bar Pega, I think that's how I pronounced it. He did a cracking one. He did the when comedians within the circles we are, when they get on Live at the Apollo, they post their dressing room door with their name on with Live at the Apollo. He'd obviously superimposed his on. I say obviously, for all I know, he could have been on it. I thought that was quite a good one. I did it once. I posted a special saying, good news, everybody. Not everyone's going to see this. I've limited it to only a few people. But Michael McIntyre is going to be doing a tryout set for us. Which is fantastic, brilliant.
Didn't you sell tickets and pay for your honeymoon with that one? That was a good one.
Well, yeah, wish I did. But yeah, loads of people liking it. I thought, they're fucking gone for it. I mean, what day is it, dickheads?
There was once a time when I've played darts for years, as you know. I think I mentioned it before, but I once scored my first 180.
What, on an April Fool's Day?
And it was during the Easter holiday, and I was, and I took a picture of me so happy, and it was a genuine 180, I shit you not. Yeah. And I posted it. And people were laughing.
Fuck
and
off, dickhead. Yeah.
I was gutted because it totally took the wind out of it. If I'd left it a couple of days, nobody would. I was so sad after that. I was like, everyone's going to be like, well done, mate. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. I'm sure I've done that. I'm sure I've put the darts in all the trouble 60s and stood next to it with a thumbs up just for edge.
Yeah, I've still got the picture, but now I look at it and I think it just doesn't look real at all.
Do you know what? As you're telling me now, I don't believe you. I think you're still making it up.
I did it. Nobody believes me.
No, well, yeah.
It was the first one I'd ever done. I've only done one ever after that.
You bring it on yourself, that's all I can say, Kai.
Yeah.
So do you want me to read out your next essay?
Well, you may. It's a good read.
So you've put, hands-free wankers.
Yeah.
That have important work conversations at full fucking volume like they are alone in their tax-deductible home office. But they bastardly aren't. Aren't they? No. They are sitting on a packed train and conducting themselves like filterless.
Yeah, have you asked Susie though? Have you asked Susie? Yeah, I think she's got the account. Yeah. Go and speak to Susie.
Make sure you get the scope of works right. Yes. We must meet up for Camper Choo Choo.
Yes. Yeah. And that is exactly what I experienced on about three or four occasions. One was opposite me complaining about his job. and looked like he was about to lose his job because he just didn't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm not going in early. Fuck him. Fuck him. I'm not going in early. Yeah, yeah. If they're going to do that anyway. Yeah, yeah. Let them do it. Yeah, yeah, let them give it to John. And I'm like,
we don't care, mate.
Yeah, we don't care.
Where I hear a lot of it is when I stay over in a hotel overnight for work, and you go down to the hotel lounge or the lounge bar, get some food and a pint, and then you'll get some work colleagues, and they're basically sticking their chest out, trying to speak in the most abbreviations and trying to sound most knowing, but it sounds complete bollocks. And because you can clearly see that there's a lot of one-upmanship going on. And if there's a few of them, not only is there one-upmanship going on, there's sort of like a hierarchy being played out, you know?
Yeah.
You see the subordinate getting sent up to the bar and shit like this. It's you know.
They're not listening to each other.
They're not listening.
They're all there to project.
They're just broadcasting. Yeah, no, I've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can they go in the bin, both of those?
Yeah.
That's not a bad selection from me.
That's pretty good, that. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
That's because I left the house.
Yeah, see what happens. See what happens.
Yeah. You've put the turntable on the microwave that always stops fucking turning.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter how. I think all microwaves do this now. I don't know what it is. Like, you know, you got the three little dots on the middle of the microwave, and then you got the glass thing, it's not glass, perspect, that sort of sits on top of it. You've got to spin it round, sit on top, and you've got to make sure that little wiry thing has got dead centre.
Yeah.
And you think you get it just right, and then you put your stuff inside. And he does about half a turn and fucking stops.
Mm.
What's going on there, Kai?
Well, is the fact that you've overloaded your plate and it's catching on the walls of the microwave?
No. It does it even with small stuff.
Your microwave's broken.
Is that what's happening?
Well, it doesn't sound right. Is it because your plate is just too heavy,
full
of meat and pastry products?
You're very judgmental, Kai.
Ham on the plate?
No, it's not. But the one at work does it as well. But anyway, look, it's been getting on me tits.
All right. And
notably, it was the thing that got on me tits when I filled out this crib sheet just before.
Oh, yes.
Thought, that can go in.
That can go in.
That's recently annoyed me.
I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
That was a fresh one, mate. Well done.
Yeah. Straight off. Imagine if you did a week's worth. How bitter you'd sound.
We're flying through this today, Pablo. I know you've got stuff to do, people to see, places to go. And you've put cherry blossom and apple blossom.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
Have you noticed, just sort of being around this time of year, spring has sprung, which is nice because the clocks have done that thing, haven't they? They've gone forward.
They've said, everything, wake up.
Yeah, and it really has.
Yeah.
To the point, I don't know if I got a bit of cold or a bit of tree pollen, I don't know. But, the apple blossoms and the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, mate.
Looking fucking gorgeous. Lifts your heart, doesn't it? Right.
Thanks, mate.
Go on.
I've put carers everywhere, mate.
Oh.
People who are carers.
Did he need their help?
No, but my father is not as... He's not as mobile as he used to be, and his partner has sort of become his carer. But she's gone away, and we went up there, but you sort of realise just how reliant he is.
Yeah, right.
And people who are full-time carers, hats off to you, because it's not something you signed up for, if you're family. And honestly, some people just would not function very well without them, and I'd just like to do a proper praise there, because... She does sterling work, but she's getting on a bit. She's at 70 something, and it's not easy for her. And I think the strain can be quite, telling.
Yeah.
She's having a bit of a break, but it shouldn't go unnoticed. If you have anyone who's caring for somebody else out there, listeners, please do give them as much support as you can, because they do it, but they also have a life.
Yeah, they do. Should we do a Patreon without mentioning any cry wanks?
Well, we can try. I've had quite a stressful week. We can try.
Come on, Tony.
Support Kai and Pablo by becoming a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/promotermouths.
Well, that was the Patreon bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we spoke about harrowing school experiences and some.
We didn't intend to speak about Crywank.
I know, but you can't lay off it, can you?
Well, you're blaming me for that now, and I think probably
I'm throwing you under the bus.
Well, anyway, we unearthed musical renditions.
We basically had a competition to say Crywank as many times as possible, and we might have got a new world record. But yeah, there's plenty of pod gold there, and we spoke about some school things that may or may not happened, and what else did we speak about? Oh, we had an in-depth, serious discussion about kids who suffer from ADHD.
Oh, yes.
We actually treated that with due reverence.
Now, I reckon there's a different podcast in that altogether where you talk about that. There's one episode, yeah.
I'd be holding out for the Crywanks.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't listen to it. I'd probably find something shiny to just...
It's now time for comedy rumours / shithousery.
You've put essential companions.
Oh, yes.
What's this about?
Well, earlier on, I praised carers.
Who?
Carers.
Oh, carers. Yeah.
People who...
care for a living and as a vocation.
Now, I've been advertising gigs this week and had quite a lot of interest. And one of the calls I've had, which is the first time it's happened, was somebody asking whether I give free tickets to essential companions. Right? Yeah. Now, I'm a cynical fuckface at the best of times. And so when I hear that, there's a part of me that says, okay, well, this is a thing now. I've got to give away a ticket probably if it's all good. There's another part of me thinks, fuck off.
Yeah,
with your free ticket requests, buy one. Yeah. Anyway, and I looked it up, and I then added it to my ticket policy, which was about they can apply for one, and they need to prove somehow. And I found that you really do have to give tickets or somehow give tickets to people who ask for it. If they present, a lot of places say, all you need to do is present a PIP, and that's it. And I'm thinking, no, I must be able to make it harder than that. Anyway, I looked up other companies and how they deal with it, and I came to a happy medium.
What's this then?
And that is that there are some places that sort of stagger it. So they'll give a free one if you've got the enhanced payment. Right. They'll give you a free ticket. Yeah. If you've got the standard, 50% off. And I thought, that's fair.
Can you limit them per show?
Oh, yeah, you can. That is acceptable. Otherwise, you could get...
Yeah, it could be not viable if you've got like a...
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought 50%, so I sent that back. I think that's fair.
Mm.
Do you?
Yeah, I think that is, yeah.
But I have had people say, can I have a carer before now? And they've literally just turned up and done fuck all. And the person's gone off to the toilet on their own, and you're like, oh, mate.
You just ripped me off,
aren't you? Yeah, yeah. It does make you look like a bit of a twat if you are trying to be difficult, and then the person turns up dribbling and kind of needs to be dragged across the foyer, propped up.
Yeah. I used to have a lot of the ocean room, actually.
Yeah, isn't it? It's like, yeah, okay, can I get an essential carer halfway through the gig?
Yeah.
I tell you what I have had this week. Because I've got doubles coming up. People who just can't get their head round the fact that a comedian can be in two places. You must get that all the time.
All the time.
And they think they're being scammed.
You know what? It's an opportunity. The way you've got to look at it, it's an opportunity to connect with your customer and be polite.
Yeah.
You might keep them.
Yeah, yeah.
But at first, I said, you know, and they said, because they're really aggressive at first. And I'll say, you know, due to...
It's like they've just discovered something. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, this can't be right. Can it? This is wrong. And you are back and you say, you know, due to the miracles of combustion engines and modern infrastructure enabling cars to go down roads, it can be in two different places on the same evening.
Is that your response?
I did do that a couple of times. I thought,
that's very nice and that's polite.
Yeah, stop doing that. It's look, I have to sort of control, because that's, very often they'll call you out on Facebook.
Well, somebody phoned me up earlier
to
clarify.
Yeah.
And I said, I know it looks a little bit strange on paper, but trust me, they can. They think that they all go in the same car.
You'll still get it. I've had it die down a bit now because I think people are getting used to it. And like, you can imagine while talking to, oh, I'll tell you what they do. Well, they actually, what they do, they're down the road and then they come here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, then and they'll talk to each other, they'll get there. But when you first start doing it, you're going to be getting lots of angry people.
Well, they just think that
trying to accuse you of some kind of a skullduggery.
And you know they've gone, hang on, wait. There's he's there and there on the, what, on the same night.
Yeah, I know.
I'm now going to reveal this to the Facebook people just for their protection.
It takes everything you've got to not say, now listen here, you thick twat.
I've put baby cow copyright court case.
Oh, I vaguely remember something about somebody suing baby cow, is that right?
That's right.
Steve Coogan's production company.
So there was a sitcom of some description about a comedy club with all your favourite characters, your promoter and your hapless social media guys, and you know, the comedians coming in and the promoter going around messing it all up and things like that. All these characters, which mirror an idea which the writer, whose name escapes me right now, came up with whilst working with Coogan and other people on Baby Cow. And they've turned it into a uncanny resemblance, so the paperwork goes, of the original idea. Right down to some of the plots and, you know, haphazard storylines.
Mm.
Tough one.
It is a tough one. I mean, it is the kind of idea that I've had before. Yeah. And if you've got a hankering to write a sitcom or you've written a script at all, you tend to write what you're involved in.
Yeah, but had you told me about that and then I go and create it.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is it's possible for people to have the same ideas in tandem, especially if it's about the same thing that you're working in.
I had an idea after working in a boarding house as a housemaster for doing a sitcom set in a boarding house with all the kids and all the different characters and the teachers and so on. And they have made one.
Yeah.
Different, but of that mould.
Yeah.
I think it was a load of inner city kids that moved to a posh school. And that was that was the pretense for it.
Yeah, it was a public school one, wasn't it, when we were kids. Mm. Just William. You know,
what was it?
That was the same thing.
Okay.
So these ideas can come around.
Yeah. So what do you think? Has he got a case there? Because it's going to cost him thousands of pounds to fight this one.
I don't know.
If he loses against the big baby cow who are denying everything, of course.
Yeah. Well, they'll have a game of my law is bigger than yours, and then they'll probably try and settle out of court.
But I think there are some particularly clear storylines in there that I wouldn't maybe coincidentally come up with.
Do you know what I found out the other week, related in a similar way?
The what?
Do you know the song Creep by Radiohead?
Yes.
Which is a really good song.
Yeah.
Apparently they were sued by the Hollies that sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe and to love you. I think that's
really?
That's the lyric. I can't remember the name of the song. Sometimes all I need is the air. And the chord sequence of the background is exactly like...
Oh,
Creep.
Did they have to pay out?
I think they did, yeah. Mm. So, you know, that brilliant song by Radiohead. But the chord sequence is, you know, if you're strumming around on a guitar, you just put four together that sound remotely like they might connect. Then somebody else has done that before. You go, oh, well, that sounds like a thing. I'll go with that. And then, you know, somebody comes along, well, I thought that sounded like a thing before you did, so therefore I want all the money.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's...
And you don't even have to have heard the song ever
for
them to take what's yours.
Yeah.
That seems a bit odd, because some things do just inherit... And if you're not a particularly talented musician, you're going to go for some of the basics, which have all been taken, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the free chord tricks,
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Shall we move on?
Let's do this. I'm looking forward to some of these.
Barking like a twat in Loddon and Shedgrave, in brackets, the local bit.
Right. It's the Raj update.
Oh, yeah. We had one on the weekend, actually.
Oh, you
did? We had a takeout, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see old Mohammed?
Yeah, he was very...
Did he have a whip in his hand?
Yeah, the old slave driver.
So the latest and maybe one of our last updates, because I think it's all going all right.
Yeah.
Alcohol licence has been suspended for a short amount of time, a month or something like that, which means you can't sell booze.
Yeah.
They can still sell cracking curries. But the town bully has been attempting to divide people by posting his little comments about illegals and reminding everyone of what's gone on, but has not received any support whatsoever from anyone. They're just, it's just the sound of one hand clapping.
I mean, you say town bully, you know, but I mean, he might be outspoken about modern day slavery.
No, I've been on his, I've been on his Facebook page, mate.
Yeah.
Come on, you've seen it. All right, shall we do a little test? All right.
No, you sent me screenshots.
So what does this? Yeah, okay.
There's a man with opinions on immigration.
There is a man with opinions. But, okay, well, let's just see. What does this say? Is it patriotic or is it not? So we'll play this little game.
Go on.
Oh, no, let's play patriot or racist.
Go on.
You know, I'm not saying they all are, okay?
You won't get a straight answer from me.
And let's play patriot or racist.
Come on,
okay.
Get on it.
Somebody that... Here we go. Keep... There's a bulldog.
Yeah.
Angry-looking bulldog. Not a nice one.
No.
Keep Britain British in Union Jack big letters.
Yeah.
Underneath, no surrender ever. Patriot. Or with a big growly bulldog in a studded collar. No surrender ever. Okay.
No surrender to who?
It's like war, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the war going on.
Well, that's one. What do you think? Patriot? It's quite patriotic.
Well, you asked me a binary question, didn't you? I would say unnecessary grandstanding.
Okay. This one then is a picture of the British Isles.
Yeah.
With a big red St. George cross across it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. And in oldie English writing, it says, "This is England."
Oh, yeah, well, that's fine. That's just factual.
And then underneath, not in oldie English, in capital letters, "We eat pork, drink beer, and speak English."
Yeah.
Yeah, is that just factually correct?
That is factually correct, isn't it?
Why would you go to all the trouble of just stating facts like that? Why didn't you put, "We eat cucumbers, we like gardening,"
yeah, and... Yeah, I like all that. It was a bit selective, wasn't it? Yeah. Weirdly, the speak English bit, I've noticed the people who are racist can't actually string a fucking sentence together.
Okay, but this is all spelt correctly, so he can't be racist, can
he? Well, yeah, it was a meme, he shared it.
Why are you eating pork and drinking beer?
Oh, I like eating pork and drinking beer.
And we prefer cash payments only. Is it, no?
No, that just means it's a bit dodgy with a taxman.
Oh, you can't say that.
Ah, well, allegedly.
I just thought, you know, there's a couple of posts there which have, I would say, typical of a selection from a certain page that I was looking at. There were many more, all of a similar sort of theme.
Yeah.
Patriotic?
Yeah.
Or...
Well, look.
Go on. It's a good debate, Pablo.
Well, it can be both, can't it?
Yeah.
It can be patriotic. I mean, it depends on the intent, doesn't it?
What about...
I'm with you. The intent looks... I'm not going to say that.
What about malicious...
To call it straight, it looks a bit xenophobic, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it is, but, you know, if you were a lawyer, you could say, and racism was actually a crime rather than something you thought, if it manifests itself in certain ways, it can be a crime. But, yeah, you'd have to go some for that to be a crime, little bit. It's not overt.
No, it's not a crime, no.
But does it have ill intent? I suspect it does, but I can't say for certain. You know what I mean? So
it doesn't strike me as the sort of person that's going to rush across for a cheeky raj. He's not a big fan of that.
Missing out. Yeah. Mm. I was going to go for a long run Sunday morning, but because I went to see Raj, who committed jihad on my bot, I didn't get out till lunchtime, and because the clocks had gone forwards...
Muhammad did what?
He committed jihad on my bot.
Whoa. Okay, and you've put nosy neighbour...
Yeah.
Stepson said that he needs to know that he's a knob.
Yeah, yeah. So my stepson works in Rosie Lee's, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a guy who's a neighbour to Rosie Lee's whose windows at the back door can... And on the windows of the house, look into the back door of Rosie Lee's.
Oh.
And this guy's upset because of the lovely smells of...
sausage.
Sausage and bacon and eggs and lovely cooked Englishes and whatever else gets cooked wafts towards his house. He doesn't like the smell. But he doesn't seem to be handling it in a terribly adult manner.
Right.
To the point, right... He's set up a bloody camera pointing at the back door of Rosie Lee's.
Why?
I don't know.
What's that going to achieve?
Well, because he's a bit of a knob. I think that's what it is. And, like, my stepson is like, think, what's up with this guy? Is he some kind of nonce or something?
There is a case
for... Because there's a lot, you know, young people working there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there is a case for having that taken down.
Yeah.
For privacy purposes and intrusion.
Yeah,
the laws... Point it at someone else's door.
I don't... Yeah, well, this is it. I'm not sure what the rules are in it, but either way, it's not a great
form. Well, I think if it's proven that it's...
My stepson goes to work and doesn't expect to be bloody spied on by some bloody bloke who may or may not be a nonce. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got to be, because he keeps whining about the smell on Facebook. So has he gone round and had a sensible conversation? I'm not sure he has. I think he's just fucking whined about it.
Yeah.
And he's got his camera out. But my stepson doesn't... And there's a young girl who works there as well. They don't expect to be bloody...
Would it be that blatant?
What's he doing with this footage? And is he actually going back through it? Is he there filming all the time, or is he? It's just begs questions.
It would be all the time. Yeah, it would be on constant.
You got to be a bit of a sad sack,
CCTV style.
So he's going to have to go back and scroll through all of it, like, you know, watch people run around like Benny Hill men.
Yeah,
like really quickly.
Yeah,
and then go, all right, let's slow down. Let's see
what he's trying to achieve from that.
What's he expecting to happen? You can't film smell either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if that's his complaint, I would... You can have it taken down, as I say. If it's proven that it's actually not for his own surveillance and it's pointing at someone else's property, yeah.
I think it... Well, reading between the lines, it looks like it's for intimidation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or just aggravation, put it that way. Stop.
Let's move on to opinion whores. This is an interesting one.
I'm looking forward to this.
Well, okay, it's a dad-daughter debate.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got a daughter...
Yeah, which I have.
Yes, and they've got a boyfriend...
Yeah.
...that they haven't had for long.
Yes.
And they ask if they can stay round their house. She's 18.
Yeah.
Which is, you know... they ask if they can stay round after knowing them for a... fairly short time, a few weeks.
Stay around here?
No, for her to stay around his.
All right.
What would you do? How would you respond?
It's a really difficult one, isn't it? I mean, bear in mind, when I was 19, not much older than 18, I moved out and buggered off 250 miles down the road to live with my then girlfriend.
Do you think it's okay for the father to not really be okay upon first asking? I'd rather you didn't, kind of thing.
It's
a tough one.
It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, it's all the growing. The thing is, when a child grows up into an adult and is that transitional period, it's not just the child that has to make the adjustment. It's the parents who have to make an adjustment well. So you've got to stop patronising your kids.
You've
got to look after them and give them advice. But not to the extent that pushes them away.
Yeah.
And that's a really difficult line to toe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you care for them, and you're used to behaving in a certain way, i.e. laying the law down. No, you fucking can't, kind of thing.
Well, wasn't.
But when they're 18, it's like, it's a difficult thing, because you're instinctively going, fuck, no chance, aren't you?
Well,
every part of you would be thinking that.
There's a protection thing. You just, you know, it's hard to just suddenly let go. There's also, you know what blokes are like.
Yeah.
And you kind of think about that. Obviously, you can make mistakes along the way.
Yeah.
However, there's also an element of, if you do, you know, if you just say, oh, yeah, that's fine, without knowing the guy.
Yeah.
I think there is a little bit of groundwork to be done.
Yeah.
To sort of win that trust.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then also there's what you said, you know, that whole thing about adjusting. if it's sudden, and we don't have a rule book as parents, do we? And it's kind of like, well,
it's the first time you come across it, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of like, okay, well, we.
It's a tricky one. The way to go about it is less. It's my opinion, and it's called opinion holes. Is to try and get as close to the pair of them together, and validate their relationship.
Yeah.
Let's face it, at that age, you can validate their relationship all you like. In 6 months, they're probably not going to be together. They might well be. They might might be there 5 months, you know.
Well, there's a little bit of that, and then you get the next guy come along, and then it's out again, and you're thinking, well, this isn't how I want you to kind of do it. You're going to make your mistakes. And
well, that's it, yeah. They have. But what I would say, my fear would be, is if they're, you don't, there's a lot of people that, it's not just the sex thing, it's the being under the spell of somebody who isn't that savoury. That's your worst fear, right? But so what you need to do really, I think, is get to know both of them, invite them both round for tea.
Well, that's it.
That kind of thing, get a bit closer.
Yeah.
And if they are, a bit of a see you next Tuesday, they'll have tells.
Well, I don't think he is.
Yeah.
Personally, we invited him for a raj.
Oh, lovely.
Turned it down, didn't like curry. And I think that was a bit of a fall. Yeah, and it was like, don't like curry. Not that don't like curry. It's like, well, if the parents of your girlfriend are offering that,
you should take it.
You should probably drop everything and give it a go. If that, there was a little bit of that. So, you don't like curry, but you don't even have to eat. Just come and join us and have a bit of a poppadom and just chat and get to know it.
Have a cobra.
So there was a little bit of that which went missing along the way, and I think he might learn from that. Yeah, so that was quite an interesting little episode, and things are better now. I did write a very heartfelt thing saying what I sort of said was, we don't, it's come as, it's all gone really quickly, really fast for us, and we can see you're not happy, but we need some help.
It's an eternity for them at that age. Like the ages between sort of 16 to 18 just go really, they're into one band 1 minute and then they're into another one the next, and they're really, like, they look back and say, no way, I used to be into that band. But for you, like, the last 4 years haven't really changed. You've not changed at all. You've just been the same. But they've really gone through the gears.
It was a curveball for us.
Yeah, well, I imagine it is, yeah. I think our generation was actually probably more promiscuous and a little bit more, more likely to go heavy drinking, more likely to be promiscuous and sort of be wayward. We couldn't be watched or photographed the way, it's not going to come back. And we, to make human contact, we actually had to do that, otherwise we wouldn't get any, whereas these guys, they can talk to each other on Instagram for about 3 or 4 months before they actually meet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Or if they meet in a nightclub, it's weeks of Instagram before they meet up again, and then they'll meet up again, and it's a different daily.
Nice debate, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. And relatable.
The Promoter Mouths Podcast with Kai and Pablo.
There we go.
For gigs, I'm just going to give my website out. Let's just say wcbcomedy.com. Subscribe to the webpage. You'll get all the entertaining newsletters.
And I've got shaftofwit.com for all your comedy needs. Everywhere. You've put, I'm sorry about shag all this weekend. I thought you were going to say shagging something. No.
No, shag all.
Nothing.
Nothing. How about you? You want an apology from me, you can swivel.
Yeah. Let's sign this one off, Pablo, with the music. 68.
68. Looking forward to next time.
Whey!
All right. Thanks, listeners. Thank you, Patreons. Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.
Support Kai and Pablo by becoming a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/promotermouths.